the White Spot post-game show by the head coach of your Vancouver Giants, Parker Burgess. And Parker, it seemed like the guys were flying out the gate in this one. One of the better starts we've seen in this building all season. As a coach, it's obviously something that you love to see, but is it also a little bit frustrating that why aren't they doing this every night?
Yeah, I mean, it's a young team, and it's our job as coaches to get them ready and understand how we have to play and how we have to start, especially against a great opponent like Penticton. But I just thought, you know, simple stuff, moving our feet, finishing checks, being disciplined, just having the right mindset, knowing who you're out against. And, you know, we've shown we can do it, and it's not abnormal to have a young team who needs to work on the consistency factor of it. And it was great to see tonight, and, you know, similar to last week, you know, we did it on Friday night, and now we've got to learn how to respond, and hopefully the lessons we learned last weekend become applicable into tomorrow. But it's something that we focused on in practice, whether it's through conversations or video or how we practice. Was just, we've got to get a better start. We got to put ourselves in a position to not necessarily win the game in the first period, but you definitely can't put yourself in a position to lose the game.
Coach, I talked about it. I want to bring it up one more time. That first period, there was a Morelli hit. There was a Charco racing into the corner. I think he played his best game as a Vancouver
Giant. I told him that. I actually just saw him in the hallway. I said, that's the best one you've had as a Giant. He was moving his feet. He was in the corners, winning battles. He was so effective.
Perfect. Chorny in front with Olsen. They just misfired. I think they were both on their backhand.
Yep.
Kvasnika, he tries to stick handle into the slot, coach, and he's completely denied. I mean, you just collapsed all around him. Pine, 14 for 14. Skolk had to be so – I mean, what did you see in the fact that he moved into where he did after he watched Morelli and Charco doing all that work in the corner, score that opening goal?
Yeah, I think the thing about Jan is we see it in practice too, is he's a defensive defenseman. You know, he's physical. He's hard to play against. He takes a lot of pride in blocking shots and killing penalties. But he can rip the puck. And he's got some offensive instincts, which, you know, I know up until tonight he didn't have a goal. But I was really confident. I actually told our coaching staff – that when Charco kind of wiggled free out of the corner and made a beautiful backhand pass, it was a great read by Jan to get himself in that position. But when he got the puck on his stick, I just remember the feeling of having a lot of confidence that he was going to shoot it in the back of the net. And obviously he's a very well-liked teammate, and it's a long time coming, but it's awesome to see him get his first goal for sure.
We've talked a lot over the last month here, Coach, about obviously with the injury situation, this being a stretch that's been very trying on the depth of your roster. How much did it mean to the group to not only have a great start, but be led by the bottom half of the roster? I thought the bottom six forwards in particular were really part of that strong start and the physicality that we talked about, and then obviously the goal from Jan Skok as well.
Yeah, you know, we talked about the Charco, Chorny, Gerois line, but you know, I thought the first few shifts kind of rolled through and, you know, it was kind of not much happening on both ends. And then when Pira's line got out there with Morelli and Polinchuk, they had a great ozone shift where they were finishing everything and Morelli was working in the corner. I thought he was really effective tonight. And that kind of turned the tide for the period. And sometimes, you know, we talk about it as a team, like action creates energy. You know, it's fine to have the rah-rah stuff on the bench and in the locker room, but when you get out into the game and the puck drops, you know, guys are looking to, okay, like, they're looking for somebody to lead the way. And I thought when that line went out and laid a couple hits and played in the ozone and got a puck to the net, it was an infectious momentum boost for the group. And they played their role, and I thought they were tremendous tonight. Paul and Chuck willing to drop the mitts and kind of set the tone. It was just a good hockey game all around. It was fun to watch on the bench.
He didn't find the back of the net in this one, but it seemed like Blake Chorny could have had a hat trick potentially tonight. Is that also just a product of his line mates and how strong Sam Charco was playing this evening?
Yeah, that, and I thought Blake played with a lot of confidence. You know, it's 16-year-old years hard, and, you know, we've talked before about, you know, if you're in a position where you're an older team and you have a ton of depth, a player like Blake Chorny might be a little bit more insulated, but he's really been thrust right into the fire here, you know, pretty much all year, but definitely since, you know, we made the moves at the deadline and then the injuries have hit. And so he's going through the ups and the downs, and but I thought tonight he kept his feet moving. He was confident with the puck, making plays when they were available, and he just added to that line. And I thought Gerois was physical and hard, and, you know, there was a couple back checks where he was tracking back, and with his stride and his length and his stick, you know, the guy might have had 3, 4, 5 feet on him, And just with his work rate and his length, he was able to close and force a dump or a turnover in the neutral zone. So, again, it was just, like, fun to watch. They did a great job.
Coach, there's a saying. I mean, by the way, I want to go back to Morelli. He's 18 years old. When you stop and think, he's got more giant hockey in him. There's a saying that you keep your fears to yourself and you share your courage with others. That resonates with him. I think people, players see what he's doing, and they've got to be inspired by that.
Yeah, for sure. And I think with Torts, you know, he cares so much, and sometimes when you're in the, you know, more of a depth role, you're not always on the ice, but he's just always itching to go. And the conversations him and I have had, and the thing that I thought about his game tonight is there's been a few games throughout the year where, you know, maybe he doesn't get to that in the first period, and then it's like second period he kind of gets it going, or third period. So the conversations we've had with him is just like, don't wait. Make your impact on the game right off the bat, and the guys will follow. You're beloved by your teammates. You create energy. I was laughing kind of after the first or second period, too, with Wace, that there was a few times that I thought Torts might have been able to make a play, but he actually was keeping the puck on his stick on purpose and inviting in the guy just so he could kind of give him a reverse bump and knock him on his butt. But he understands his role, and like I said, he really drove a lot of the energy tonight. He was very effective.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because we asked him in between periods on the walk-off. I said, is it not an official – do you not call it an official game for you until you've made your first hit? He said, exactly.
Yeah.
He says, I got to make that first hit. Once I'm in there, I'm ready to go.
Yep.
And you can't keep him out of the lineup. When you look at Paulinchuk, Pura, and Morelli, how much did you use them tonight?
Quite a bit, actually. Like, we were plugging them in. We can't really keep anybody out of the lineup right now. It's just anybody who's healthy is in the lineup. That's kind of where we're at. But, no, I thought they did great, you know, and we were plugging them in with different guys. And I thought Paulie, too, like, made a couple really great plays. Luca had confidence with the puck on his stick, got a couple shots off. And, yeah, I mean, they've just been, you know, obviously everybody understands their role, but, you know, they're starting to make more plays, too, which is encouraging.
You talked about this being a fun one to coach from the bench. Is that also true of the shootout? Were you able to enjoy that, or is that kind of a close your eyes and let the crowd reaction tell you what happened?
No, pretty calm. It's weird when you go into the overtimes and the shootouts. You don't know how it's going to turn out, but sometimes you get a feeling like we deserve this one. And I really felt, because of the fact that I thought we earned it, I thought we showed resilience. And with a young team that, you know, has gone through some lumps and you know, we're finding our way, you know, you give up that goal with 3.5 or 4 minutes left, you know, where it Piner tries to cover it. Unfortunately, it's not with his catcher, it's with his blocker. And the Penticton guy does a good job coming and just finishing inside and putting it in. You know, that can be a deal breaker for a team. And I really was, you know, kind of encouraging our guys and pushing our guys on, but not even the coaches. It was the players, like the messaging on the bench and the belief that we felt. It was like, it's still our game. Like, you know, there's lots of, you know, there's time left, whatever we got to do, pull the goalie. And this is all coming from your players. And so they were just focused. And then we were able, you know, Jake does a great job. We win a draw, and Oreskovich comes over top in the slot. And he kind of has a window to shoot it, and the guy kind of disrupts it and stays on him. And, you know, in your mind, you're like, get it to the net. But he didn't really have a window. But for him to be able to stay heavy over top the puck and then find Volotovsky on the back door to tie the game, like, what a great moment. So going into the shootout, you're like, man, for the player's sake, you're like, I hope we it's great to get the 1 point and come in and say we played a great game. But there would have been a feeling of disappointment. So, and I thought Jake Oreskovich deserved the game winner too, and Piner to make 3 saves in the shootout. We might not have a lot of veterans or older players, but I thought Oreskovich, Mittelstadt, and Piner and Nett did a terrific job kind of leading the way for the younger guys.
I want to go back to that goal the play that Oreskovich made. Not only after winning that faceoff, Volotovsky gets it to Oreskovich, he's got to kick it out of his skates onto a stick.
Yeah.
All right, and then he's got to separate with a puck in his possession with that long reach. And then, you know, Volotovsky, who's won the faceoff, goes to the net, which you should, and he finds it with a beautiful play.
Yep.
Do you see that Oreskovich is impacting the game from a whole lot of different spots on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, he's used on the penalty kill. He's used on the power play. You know, I wasn't here his 16 or 17-year-old year, but maybe more of a limited role. And then, you know, he's been asked to do a lot, and he's still an 18-year-old kid. But for us, he's a grizzled veteran in comparison to some of our younger guys. And he's finding his way. And the way he played in the third period with the urgency and the speed, the tenacity on the forecheck, the heaviness over top the puck, and then the leadership he showed on the bench and in the locker room, if he can find a way to, you're not always, you know, night in, night out, you're not always going to have it. But if he can find a way to be more consistent with those habits, because we saw tonight, I thought he was, in the third period, I thought he was the best player on the ice. And so if he can continue to take those steps and strive for consistency in his game, you know, he's going to be a very impactful player and a huge piece of what we're trying to accomplish here. And he's going to give himself a really bright future, too. So I was really proud of him tonight.
Last question, I think. With Oreskovic, Coach, he didn't get drafted last year. He's won over the draft. He's in his draft year last year. And what are you getting? Is the team getting any calls on him? And what? How motivated is he still, or more motivated, to do something in his draft year plus one?
Yeah, I think they're all motivated. We get calls on a lot of our guys. You know, the scouts do their homework, and you know, whatever his, you know, individual path is to get to where he wants to go, we don't know yet. But if he continues to take steps in the direction that he did tonight, he's going to get an opportunity, that's for sure. And even, you know, coming in and, like, you know, he's starting to become more of a core piece. And then, you know, you move some of his buddies. You know, he's really tight with a lot of the guys that we had to move that, you know, I would guess for him was an emotional situation and time for him. And you know, then Leonard becomes captain, but then he gets hurt, so now like a lot of the responsibility and weight, you know, lies on Jake. So and you're going from being a 17-year-old kid that's maybe not playing a ton of special teams, you got a bunch of older guys, a bunch of leader guys, and now you're kind of the guy. Like it's not going to happen overnight, and it's nights like tonight, and you know, even going through the losses and the adversity, he's learning and he's growing and he's finding his way as a player, but also as a teammate and as a leader. And, you know, he deserved the game he had tonight. And now it's our job to work with him on finding that consistency and that impactfulness on a more, you know, night in, night out basis. But yeah, just a tremendous effort from him.
Obviously, a lot of changes with this team around the trade deadline, but one of the things that jumped out at me during that week was the press availability with Ryan Lynn after he was named captain. He talked about the excitement of getting to define what it means to be a Vancouver Giant and affect a cultural change within that locker room. Like you said, unfortunately, he goes out of the lineup with an injury almost immediately after that. But this is a team that over the last couple seasons, and back even before you were here, Parker, if a goal like that goes against them late in the third period, they're probably inclined to crumple a little bit and have a few things bad go against them all in a quick short of time, let's say. But to have that pushback 33 seconds later, is that part of that cultural change? Are we seeing that before our eyes
it's
right now?
It's a huge part. It's about being resilient. And the teams that ultimately have success and the players that have success are the usually, obviously, talent plays a part in it, and depth and goaltending and special teams. But if you have a resilient group and a group that's willing to have the courage to fight through those moments, those games, those losing streaks, you're building something, you know, and I've seen it firsthand. You know, I've been in a position where you know, those pockets of adversity and things happen, but you know, the championship teams and the cultures that you're trying to create are okay. You might lose a game, but you know, how quick can you turn around? And you might give up a late goal, but you got to find a way. You got to just keep fighting and keep fighting and keep fighting. And that's something we're trying to establish here. And it's not like, you know, we went through that losing streak and we've had some ups and downs, but And for the fans or who, you know, people at home, and you only get to see the games, might not necessarily get to see the practices and the interactions and the care level and commitment that the group has in terms of just wanting to be at the rink and wanting to grow and get better and having that growth mindset. And that's the thing I think I've been most encouraged and proud of our group in is, you know, if we didn't have resilience and we didn't have courage and we didn't have care, you know, then it's easy to go through the motions or allow the external factors to affect your attitude and your mood and the way you approach the game and the buy-in. And, you know, we've had our ups and downs, and we're working through all of it together. But I, again, like I just, I'm really encouraged with this group, and I think the energy and the direction of things is going the right way. We have to, as a young team, like now the message and the understanding of, okay, tonight was great. We showed what they showed each other. They showed the fans, they showed themselves as individuals, you know, what they're able to accomplish when everybody is working towards that goal and willing to do all the really hard things that hockey asks of you, getting pucks in, blocking shots, being disciplined, being resilient, all of those things. But then to take the next step, it's okay, now you got to find a way to do it tomorrow on the road against a good team. You know, you don't know what the results are going to be, but you control your attitude, you control your effort, you control your focus level. You know, and that's where, like last weekend, hopefully we learned a valuable lesson that, you know, we had a great win against Spokane and the emotions were really high, especially after, you know, kind of coming out of that losing streak. And I thought, you know, we lost sight, you know, in the first period against Kamloops of what all those small moments were that allowed us to create the big moment, which was the win. And so I want to see our group tomorrow take a step and learn from what happened last weekend. And, you know, regardless of the outcome, come to play in the first period, do the things that are hard. You know, as coaches, our job is to make adjustments and prepare the group for a different opponent in a different environment. It's you know, I believe Kelowna lost tonight in Wenatchee, so I can only imagine the emotions and the message and, you know, how fired up they're going to be tomorrow. And so, again, it's we'll see, but I'm confident that our group will show up.
Coach, I wasn't going to talk much about Kelowna. You already have. Enjoy this one tonight.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
There he is, head coach of the Vancouver Giants, Parker Burgess, after his team picks up a big 3-2 victory in the shootout over the Penticton Vs. And,